News Talks at B. It is now 16 past six. Sam Treatherway from Milford Asset Management is with me. You can find them at milfordasset.com. Hello, Sam. Good to talk to you.
Evening, Larry.
Now, how has the past week been in equity markets? Not so good today.
Yeah, no, it's fair to say that the volatility that began in early October certainly hasn't subsided, Larry. We're seeing some reasonably large daily moves out there in equity markets. The US has had a pretty weak month so far, down around 5%. Emerging markets are all over the place. The Chinese market, the Shanghai Composite there, is probably a good example of that. It was up over 4% on Monday after falling around 10% since the start of the month. And our local market certainly hasn't been immune to any of it. I think the one thing that has caught people out locally a wee bit, though, has been the takeover offers which have come into the market.
So when do you reckon we'll see the end of the volatility, Sam?
Yeah, that's a good question. What's driving it is the changing investment backdrop. I think investors are spending a lot of time thinking about the higher interest rates in the US and how high they can go before they hurt company earnings and thereby share prices suffer. And our profit margins set to slide given the rising wages and energy costs. And this has been compounded by a sentiment where we have had a very, very good run in financial markets now for some time. We passed through the 10th anniversary of the GFC a month or two ago, and people have made a lot of money, so they are looking to take profit there. I think all that does create the volatility and the uncertainty in markets, and we just need a calming catalyst to come through. The US earnings season is underway at present, and that could help settle things down a little.
All right, so regarding the takeover offers announced over the past week, what do you make of them?
Yeah, there's certainly been a flurry of them. The partial takeover offer for 75% of Restaurant Brands. Today we had the announcement for tech company SLI Systems to be taken over at double the current share price, and Steel & Tube has been stalked by Fletcher Building. I think the Restaurant Brands offer would have surprised most in the market, given the stock was hardly trading at a discount to what most people thought was reasonable value. The SLI Systems deal is really about a private equity firm taking that business private to transform it. And the Fletcher Building approach on Steel & Tube was driven by the significant synergies that they could see between Steel & Tube and their own business in the same space, but that one's dead for now.
So Restaurant Brands offer was a surprise to most. Why was that?
I think it was just the shares certainly weren't trading at a discount to most brokers' valuations and had been performing very well, up strongly in recent years. The bidder, Mexico-based investment company Finesse Capital, certainly was a surprise to most. They're actually the guys behind the original Corona beer brand, and they made a non-binding indicative offer at $9.45 versus the prior close of $7.60, so a decent premium there. But it's only a bid for 75% of the company, Larry, so not a full takeover offer.
If the Restaurant Brands deal goes ahead, what's it going to mean for existing shareholders?
Yeah, they're left with a minority holding in a listed company, Larry, which is actually quite an awkward position to be in. You are beholden somewhat to what this bidder wants to do with the company, and you need to know what their direction they want to take it in terms of their view on capital management, their dividends, and what the returns are likely to be from it going forward, and you need to be compensated for that risk. So there's something certainly to be way up there for those remaining shareholders, but it is disappointing to see a high-quality, strong-performing business like this one go from the NZX.
You expect more takeovers to come?
I think there's certainly speculation that there may be more. Last week we did see that the NBC Universal, a subsidiary of US-listed Comcast, expressed interest in purchasing Sky TV and MediaWorks. The Sky TV shares have traded up slightly on this news, but I think it's very much just speculation at this stage. Ultimately, it's reasonably difficult to pick where and when they're going to come from, Larry.
All right, Sam, thank you so much. Always good to talk to you. Sam Treatherway, Milford Asset Management. It's now 6:20.